It's time again for your Portland Morning Brew. Casual conversations with business, city, and community leaders and influencers. Get to know your neighbors. News, views, and events all centered around our community. Now, here's your host, Troy Holden.
Good morning and welcome back to Portland's Morning Brew, our Chamber of Commerce local podcast. And this morning we are talking to Kristen Hope at the Chamber, and we're going to talk about the Middle Tennessee Strawberry Festival coming up. Good morning.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Good to have you. And I can't believe this is coming around again. It just seems like time just flies. I just cannot believe it. I'm sure you guys can believe it because you're up there working on it. But
yeah, but it's coming up quick. I'm looking up. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's mid-April. We only have a few weeks.
Yeah. So it everything kind of centers around May 10th and 11th, if I'm not mistaken on the dates.
Yes.
And let me hit some highlights, and then we'll get into some other stuff. At first, I want to tell everybody, if you'll go into Google and you'll Google Middle Tennessee Strawberry Festival, it'll take you to MiddleTennesseeStrawberryFestival.net. Everything you need to know is there, vendor information, festival information. There's maps, everything that's going on. Just to hit a couple of highlights, on the 10th, that will be the Strawberry Jam concert and fireworks. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
And the concert is featuring at 5 o'clock. We've got Biddy James Ladd at 5:45, Adam and Amy Pope, who you heard from Adam on the podcast recently. All of this goes on until 9, because at 7 there is an ultimate Garth Brooks tribute, and you can hear a sample of this guy on the website. He's really good.
I mean, yes,
it's a very accurate Garth Brooks tribute. It's really good. He's even built like him, I remember him, you know, how I remember him from the 90s. You know, he was a stocky Garth. And I mean, he's just got it all. He's got the look and everything, and definitely got the sound. And that'll be very enjoyable. Then as we drop over to the 11th, and there's fireworks afterward at 9. Don't want to forget that. Yeah. And then the main part of the festival, of course, on the 11th, and we can get into some details on everything going on that day. And also want to mention the Grand Marshals for 2024. It is Ralph Cook, Bailey Wayne, and Teresa England. And there may be some other folks involved in that as well. But those were the three names that I noticed.
And also FFA. So we're kind of combining past farmers with future farmers.
Awesome. For
this year. So, yep, Portland High School FFA will also be included in that.
Yeah, that's really neat. Really neat. So let's get into some more details, maybe, which I know you guys have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of other things that will go on the 11th because of, you know, the vendors that are coming, how many people's expected. I think you've even got some parking help and things like that. So let's get into some details.
Yeah. Let's start with parking. So a few years ago, we started bringing in shuttle buses because we take up most of downtown Portland with our activities and our vendors, and there's just not a lot of places for people to be able to park. So we started using Portland High School, pretty big parking lot. And then, of course, you have Portland West right across the street if we need overflow. So that is one of our free parking locations. You can park there, and then a shuttle will drop you off at First Baptist Church, which is right in the heart of the festival area. And then we also have added Generation Church as another parking and shuttle location. And I think what's important for this year is we are really designating Generation Church as our handicap accessible location. We'll have plenty of shuttles running. Of course, there's not that many handicap parking spots at Generation Church. However, they have volunteers that will be driving golf carts. And so if you need extra help getting from your car to the shuttle area, they'll be able to pick you up and help you with that.
Nice, nice.
So we very much appreciate them and their willingness to serve and kind of be our welcoming arm as people get on the shuttles.
Nice. Yeah, that's got to be a huge help. And the parking thing has always been a challenge. And ever since these shuttles have went in, that has got to be a big help.
Yes.
Do you see more use of that year after year?
We do. We've actually increased our number of shuttles each year. So this year for Friday night, we will have shuttles as well. So we have two shuttles that'll be running on Friday night. And then Saturday, we actually have 9 shuttles.
Wow.
About half of those are the big kind of like Greyhound buses. And then we also have some smaller, like 30, 35 passenger buses, mm-hmm. especially with like the handicap accessible. Those will be, I think, more helpful. You can get people on it, but you're not waiting for, 60 people to get on it until you can go. So we'll have about 5 of those running as well. We really just want to make it as easy as possible for people, even people who live in Portland, not just our visitors,
sure.
to be able to get to the festival and not spend so much time worrying about parking and where you're going to park and walking. Just get on the shuttle and get dropped right off, and you can enjoy more of your time here.
Nice. Nice. Let's touch a little bit on some of the Saturday activities. I didn't mention, the parade and things that go on with that, but how will that be structured this year time-wise?
Yeah, so Saturday, everything kicks off with the Rotary Pancake Breakfast. So they have that from 7 to 11 at First Baptist Church in the gym. A great fundraiser for Rotary. A lot of people really enjoy getting to do that. And then the Strawberry Stride 5K, that's at Portland High School at 8 o'clock. So really the vendors and stuff downtown don't open until about 9, but we do have the pancake breakfast and the stride that happen before the vendors and activities open up if people want to get an early start. We actually have almost 250 vendors this year. We added a new vendor area. That's kind of one of the big new things for this year. We have the Occasions parking lot. So we're 5 chefs in the shops that Occasions are. We have vendors going there as well. We tried to make it where it's beneficial to, of course, the festival goers and to us, but also to our businesses. And so we think having, vendors that people can go visit and then they go in Occasions and shop, maybe eat lunch, get a piece of cake. So we tried to be strategic about the vendors we put over there that kind of go with, the shops at Occasions, but we're excited about that and to see how that goes. And it's right where the shuttle drops off as well. So I think that'll be good.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. And parade, what's the start time on that this year?
So the parade is at 4 o'clock. Of course, this year's theme is boots and berries. So excited about that. But the parade starts at 4. It's usually over about, it's usually an hour, hour and a half, depending on the number of entries that we have. But the parade is kind of the ending of the day. So all the activities and vendors, everything will be packed in from about 9 a.m. until 4. And then once the parade starts, the vendors kind of start packing up and getting ready to go. So everybody can enjoy the parade.
Yeah, and are there other activities still going on during the week before? I know there at one time there was a golf tournament and some other things. You guys still doing some other things?
Yep. So we do have activities that kick off the weekend before. So Friday, May 3rd and 4th is the Strawberry Quilt Show. And so that will be happening at Richland Gym. May 4th, that Saturday, there's also the Strawberry Festival pageants that run pretty much all day at the high school. And then the Strawberry Slam wrestling event is at 7 o'clock that night on the 4th at the high school.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Is there anything else surrounding this that we need to get out there that people need to know about? Cause I've got another little topic I want to ask about before we jump off, but, I just know this is the 83rd year for the event. It's gone through a little bit of a name change, but that was no big deal. I love the Middle Tennessee Strawberry Festival. I love the sound of that because, as you guys have said, it's, people come from everywhere. It's not just a local thing, and it's a lot of people are going to be here. So anything else you want to cover related to this?
I would just encourage everybody to visit our website. We try to keep it the most up-to-date as we can. If you need registration forms for the pageant, If you need to buy tickets for the Strawberry Slam, parade registration forms, all of that can be found on our website. And then we also have an interactive map on the website. So if you're not sure where something is located, you can click on the map and try to, before you get here, get your bearings about where you want to go and what you want to do. And then we also have a free app that you can download. Really, it's more helpful for festival day. It has the schedule of events on it. It has our music stage lineups. Again, that interactive map. So you can download that for Apple or Android. And there's information about that on the website as well.
Very good. Very good. You guys have it all covered. You know, they say practice makes perfect. And, you know, 83 times, it's, you know, it's got to get better and better every year.
So
quickly, subject number two, and I may be so far behind on this that it's ridiculous. I know you guys are renovating and trying to get, you know, get into the former Farmers Bank building. Mm-hmm. And give us a little update on that and how things are going.
So things are moving along. They're starting on the drywall and some things inside right now. They are replacing some posts on the outside that were kind of worn down, needed to be replaced. They still have a lot of work to do, but mm-hmm. we're hopeful that it will be ready this summer for us to move into.
Nice.
We will, even if it's ready before the Strawberry Festival, which I don't think it will be, but we would not be moving in before that. Just no way possible, but we're hoping this summer. We're really excited to kind of see how everything looks. We've got some cool things going on, with a co-working space. There are actually some students from the high school building tables to go in that co-working space. Mm-hmm. So we think that's pretty cool to include, as much local and, the woodworking classes and the welding classes at the high school are phenomenal and do a great job with any project that we throw at them. And so we appreciate them. Mm-hmm. We'll be painting the building. The whole outside of the building will be painted. So I think it'll be really cool. I'm excited to see. I haven't been as involved in the process as Sherry. It's kind of been her baby. But I'm excited. We took a walk through last week. A lot of walls torn down. There's some new walls built up. It'll be pretty cool to see. I'm very excited. We're going to have a outdoor space where the drive-thrus were in the ATM. They have actually walled that in. And we're going to have pull-up garage doors where we can put all of our tents and tables and just all the things that we have for our community events that we need that are stored everywhere right now at this point. So that's going to be really cool. We've got a trailer that the board allowed us to buy to be able to transport some of these things because we're not going to be right on Main Street. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a little more difficult if we have to carry a bunch of tents and tables. We have that trailer. That'll be a great help. So, I'm excited.
Good. That's a great update. I knew it had been a while since I had talked to, it may have been Mayor Callis I talked to last about it, but I can't remember for sure.
It's been
a while. But yeah, great to get an update on that. And I know you guys are looking forward to it. Where you're at is a neat old building, but it is so small for you guys and to be able to have the storage and have room to, you know, bring people in. And like you said, the shared rooms that can be used and things like that. I just didn't hear anything about my new sound studio. So, but that's okay. That's all right.
We're potentially looking at the option of a green room, but
neat.
Well, we kind of have to play with it a little bit because it used to be an old vault and we're not sure how the echo, you know, we might need some sound panels and some different things in there to be able to do that. But that is something that we have as a possibility. So
that sounds pretty neat. Pretty neat. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning. This will be, you know, airing here to where it'll be just at the right before the event, and that'll be great. Everybody can get updated on this information. We look forward to seeing everyone in Portland during the Strawberry Festival, coming out to the events at night. Don't miss the entertainment on the night of the 10th. This is some local talent, and then having the Garth Brooks tribute. I think, you know, if you enjoy music, you'll enjoy that. And there's music going on everywhere all during the day as well yes. on Saturday. I think there's a couple yeah. of different locations. And if you love to come listen to live music, it's a great, great day of it, a lot of it. And I think you'll enjoy it. Kristen, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate all the information and appreciate everything that you guys do.
Yep. Thank you, Troy. Appreciate you having me.
This was the Portland Morning Brew with Troy Holden. If you'd like to be a guest, reach out to the Portland Chamber of Commerce. We'd love to have you on the podcast. Be sure and visit the Chamber's Facebook page for more information. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon.